Neusel was hired as Deputy Commissioner for Marine Operations just a few weeks short of 2 years ago. The move came after the former helicopter pilot, engineer, and manager retired from a 30-year Coast Guard career. Kathy Romick is on the state's Marine Transportation Advisory Board and is the Juneau Chamber of Commerce's CEO.
I'm saddened and disappointed in a way because I know that Captain Neusel put his whole heart in and did a fine job and had the respect of not only MTAB but the Marine Highway employees as well.
Advisory Committee Chairman and former Haynesboro manager Robert Venables echoes the sentiment.
I think we're always sorry to lose the top guy at the helm for the Marine Highway System, but we have had a lot of turnover.
Neusel took over the job from Jim Beadle, a longtime ferry staffer who worked his way up through the ranks. He stayed about 3 years, the longest tenure in recent memory. In all, five people have headed up the Marine Highway System over the past 7 years.
We've seen each one have their own personality and way of doing things, but they all left a mark as they passed through.
Neusel resigned just a few weeks after Pat Kemp was named Department of Transportation Commissioner. It also came shortly after the governor announced significant changes to the Alaska-class ferry design. Neusel was not involved in that decision-making process, but he did not say either change led to his departure.
There's been a lot of changes all at once. I think that maybe in the long run, they could be positive.
Peggy Wilson is a Wrangell representative who chairs the House Transportation Committee.
I'm real pleased with the new commissioner, and I think at least with him, we will not have as many surprises.
Wilson is critical of former Transportation Commissioner Mark Lucan. She says he changed projects without notice and was not transparent enough in his decisions. Meanwhile, there's no word on the hiring process for Neusel's job or how soon it will be filled. But Venables is optimistic.
The Marine Highway System has been running and is running very, very well and effectively, and we're glad for that and wish to help it continue.
Romick takes a similar view.
We can just hope that there's somebody out there that can take on this role with enthusiasm and the spirit to help continue to improve and look forward to a future that our Marine Highway can operate under.
The change of leadership and ferry design plans will get some official attention later this month. The Marine Transportation Advisory Board meets January 22nd in Juneau, and Representative Wilson says the House and Senate Transportation Committees will hold joint sessions once the legislature resumes work. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.